Greetings, Cardiff. Danny speaking.
Yes, hi. This is Diana calling from German Roofing.
Oh, hey, Diana. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for asking. Yeah, I called a couple times because we had that. I know you applied with me earlier this year. Around May. We kind of got out of contact since then. And I know you've been talking to Kyle too, you know, one of our other agents as well.
Yes.
So we have your file. Everything is submitted, and we're just waiting to hear back. But yeah, I just was, you know, wanted to answer those couple questions because I know you mentioned you are looking to add on employees and expecting, you know, to make some around $500,000 off of it, which is great. But yeah, I was just looking like last time. Is this what you were trying to do last time, or is this something completely new?
No, I mean, it's basically the same thing that we were trying to do last time. Mm-hmm. It's just the issue has been trying to get into something that's longer term.
Right.
That's my main issue. And, I mean, I don't really understand it because we've been in business a long time and we've had several short-term loans and they've always been paid and... it's difficult.
Right.
To get something that's like a more manageable option.
Right, and that's with you guys right now at the On Deck and the new Logic. Because I know with the new Logic, those are dailies, and then the On Deck is weekly.
The On Deck isn't a huge deal just because I don't owe that much.
Right.
And, I mean, I'm not going to have a problem paying that one off myself, and I only have 2 months left.
Okay.
And, I mean, I can just, you know, take all the money and pay that one off myself because they said they'd give me an incentive to do that. But, I mean, the other one is the one that's the issue, and I'd prefer to, like, get into something that's a longer term that has, like, a better, you know, a better payment than what I'm doing.
Right, because that was like 600 something, 17 or something like that. Daily, is that manageable for you, or is that just too tough?
I mean, the 617 a day is okay. I just think that because of our history with paying our loans and everything, that we should, at this point in time, be able to get something better. Like,
right.
You know, years, 3 years. You know, I know some places do it up to 5 years, and... I just don't understand why it's so difficult since we've been able to manage all these high payments for all this time, why they can't offer us something better.
Right. And go ahead.
Yeah, it's like the fifth loan that we've had that's this type of loan that where you have to pay it back rather quickly. And, I mean, I just think, you know, since we've been able to do that, I don't know why they can't give us something better.
Right. No, I totally understand. It is, you know, definitely harder. And what kind of, you know, I think the last one you had was 18 months, was it? Or?
It's 13 months.
13 months.
I mean,
okay.
I've been offered terms as much as 18 months with On Deck, but that's like the longest terms that they offer, so they can't mm-hmm. even do it longer if they wanted to.
Right.
But, I mean, it's just, that's why I've been trying to apply with other companies, and, you know, they've basically told me that that's all they offer. And, I mean, I'd rather get into something that's more of like a line of credit that I can use, like, as I need to use it, or something that has, like, a longer term.
Right, and that's, you know, with this, with our terms, you know, they're generally like 3 months being the shortest and then 36 months being the longest that I've seen for on the working capital side. But most of our, like, first-time customers are right around that 24-month mark, and we can, you know, push for that 36-month mark. It's just, like, qualifying, you know. Obviously, with your history and everything, it shouldn't be a problem, but I'm not sure. We're definitely going to have to wait and see. Because with those longer terms, what you're just thinking of the overall payments, or what's your objective?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, basically, I just want to consolidate everything. I mean, I don't have a problem with paying off the OnDeck on my own because, I mean, like I said, it's a small balance, and, I mean, I have enough money in my bank to pay it off, so it's not an issue with me. It's
yeah.
just the other one because I don't want to have the other one and add another one.
Right.
If I have to, because, I mean, it would be make more sense for me to get into something where the payment is less. That way I don't, you know, have to add to what I'm already paying.
Right, exactly. And that's, you know, something we definitely can get you guys. And with the two, you know, I know you're sitting around, yeah, 2 million this past year in your sales.
That was on for our tax return for 2015.
Right. And yeah. Are you projected to go above that this year?
I'm not sure. I mean, I think it'll probably be around the same. It might be slightly less. I mean, this year it's kind of been a little bit weird, like busy and then not busy and busy and not busy. So I'm
right.
not really sure.
Okay. Well, yeah, I mean, hopefully you're on track to go above that. And with these new jobs, are these, I know you mentioned you're bringing on employees. Are you adding these on or are these like replacement employees or?
There is one that's a replacement and then we're going to add two just because we've had an issue with some of them.
Oh, okay. I know it's hard to find tough work or good work nowadays, huh?
Yeah, and it's been a really hot summer where it's been like over 110 like most days. With
oh, man. Yeah, not fun at all. Have you guys picked up some more bids this year, or is this just a lot of repeat customers?
I mean, we have a lot of both. We have a lot of repeat customers, and then we get most of our customers through Angie's List.
Uh-huh. Oh, Angie's List? What is that like? I think I've heard it, but...
Yeah, it's like an online thing. We've been on there since, like, 2006, so we have a pretty good and lengthy reputation on there, so...
Oh, that's good.
I mean, we've been doing roofing since before 2010. It's just that that's how long we've had German roofing.
Right. And how'd you guys get involved in the industry?
Well, my husband started working for a company in 2001, and they weren't really paying him that well at a certain point, and he started doing his own jobs in 2006 and just paying them to use their license and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then in 2010, we got our own everything.
That's awesome. You guys just did your own thing. And...
Yeah.
I'm sure he's not looking back. Right?
Yeah.
That's good.
Right.
Okay. So, yeah, with everything, you know, that you've told me, I definitely think we'll have some options available to you. And that's right now the file is submitted. I'll check with the underwriters and see where they're at. And how, you know, fast are you looking to bring on the funds?
Just by adding the more workers, we'll be able to do, like, more jobs faster.
Right, and, I mean, when are you looking to do this by this week, or is it kind of, what's your timeline on obtaining the funds?
I'm hoping this week, just because most everybody that I've talked to, they're expecting to be back to me by tomorrow.
Uh-huh. Who else have you been talking with?
There's probably about five different places.
Okay.
Like, I talked to BSA, and I talked to it's not Can Capital, but it's American Stimulus that got me the Can Capital loan.
Okay. Go like a broker.
And then, I think Mint Financial, and I'm not exactly sure, but there was about five people that I had talked to.
Okay. Yeah, and that's good to shop around, but yeah, five people. The only bummer with that is they are running your credit, so it is kind of, you know, taking a ding. But, I mean, it's so fine. We'll definitely, you know, be able to compete with them. And have you had any offers or, like, approvals yet?
I mean, the best approval that I've gotten is for the 70 with paying back, I believe it was 95.9, but it's only 6 months, and that's just adding a third. And then I got some other offers similar to that, but the rate was higher. And then I got a 40,000 offer, and the other people, they haven't gotten back to me yet.
Okay, so on that 70,000 offer, did they give you the rate factor, and what company was that with?
That was with American Stimulus. I'm not sure who actually it's going to be with, but he... Yeah.
Right, so this is going to be a third position loan?
Yeah, it's for a third position.
Okay.
But I'm gonna use that money to pay off on deck, so basically it'll be a second,
Right. So yeah, with that, when you pay off those type of loans, like what we'd have to do as well to consolidate them. Generally, what I've seen is they usually take out like double the amount. So what do you have? 23, I believe. Let me look real quick. Send it to me. Here we go. So you have 23,846 left on the balance. So typically when we pay that